Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
As we jump right into our discussion for this evening, and the question that we're looking at is entrepreneurship the solution to unemployment in South Africa? This is a way more complicated question than what it seems at face value. I mean, the obvious answer is yes, right? Because the more businesses there are in the country, the more people can be employed, and the more people can have money to spend in the economy. Therefore, we have a circulation of money and goods within the country, which means a growing economy. So with just not even getting into the nitty-gritties, the technicalities, the general answer, the general right, correct answer to this question is yes. But it's a bit of a complicated question, because there is someone who might be sitting there and thinking, yes, but our government should be doing something about the unemployment problem within South Africa. It shouldn't just be entrepreneurs, because you can't build a business in a country where the government is not doing their job. And I absolutely agree with that statement. There might be someone thinking, well, teaching people business entrepreneurial skills in high school, not even waiting for varsity, start teaching practical skills in high school, so that by the time kids get to varsity, they already understand the principles of how business works. There's another person who might be sitting there thinking to themselves, well, what about just teaching people to stop being lazy, right? Because having and knowing how business works and understanding the principles of how to build a business, a successful business, giving people the right expectation, because a business doesn't succeed in its first year. It takes 3 years to at least prove a business model, 3 years, and then 10 years to build it into a legacy, 10 to 15 years, something that will outlive you. So these are very, very crucial things for us to learn and to have as general conversations in our community. But I think the point that I'm trying to make at this point is we need to understand that entrepreneurship, for it to succeed in our community as South Africans, in our society as South Africans, and in our smaller communities as well, we first of all need to understand that there's a bigger picture to this, right? But the simple answer, though, to the question of, is entrepreneurship the solution to South Africa's unemployment? Yes, it is. But it is part of the solution. There is more to the problem than just making business, right? Because, I mean, if you understand how business works, then you understand that if, for example, you are selling shoes, you're a shoemaker, you can make your shoes, but you cannot, there's no point in you making shoes if you can't deliver your shoes on time to the person who's ordering them. One of the things that I appreciate about our beautiful country is that our road infrastructure is, quite honestly, I won't say it's excellent, but I will say that it's decent enough for us to conduct incredible business. And I'm not going to compare South Africa to any other country, because that would just lead to unnecessary offense. But I will say that we have incredible roads. We have malls in townships. We have, you know, our airlines are not the best. And, you know, our airlines are not the best, but we have airlines that work within the country. You can travel from Pretoria to Cape Town, from Cape Town to Secunda, from Secunda to Nelspruit. And you can do that without breaking a sweat, without many complications. You can order your flight on your phone. I mean, we don't have Uber in every city. Or I should rather say, we don't have Uber in every province, in every township, in every suburb. We don't. We absolutely don't, unfortunately. But our infrastructure in terms of transporting goods works perfectly. And the reason I make that point is to say this. If that weren't the case, we could not build viable businesses, because then it would be even that much harder to transport your goods from Polokwane all the way to Gauteng or Mpumalanga, because the roads need to work, and that requires government to be involved in helping us build a sustainable infrastructure, right? Road infrastructure, public transport, which South Africa does not do very well in. Remember, guys, taxis are not public transport. Taxis are privately owned. They're not owned by the government. I don't even believe that they're parastatal. Taxi association maybe, but the taxis themselves and the taxi owners. They're owned by independent individuals. So that's something that I learned quite recently, actually. But anyways, apart from all of that, apart from all of those logistics, I said everything that I just said just to help you understand sitting at home that we're not ignorant of the fact that there is a bigger side to the problem. There is a lot more to consider when it comes to the issues of business, right? There's also the issues of considering that you get more girls into business and not just, just getting boys and stimulating them to conduct businesses, making sure that every single culture and race is involved in building businesses. That is something that we do acknowledge, and it's something that we need to understand and pursue. However, let's look at the conversation within a vacuum, right? Can unemployment solve South Africa's solve the issue of unemployment within our country? I honestly believe that the answer is unequivocally yes. The issue becomes what kinds of businesses we do, right? Because first of all, I think this is an obvious one. We want to do businesses that are ethical, that are moral, and that are legal, right? We want to do businesses that actually make the country look good and make external investors want to invest in our internal businesses, right? Number one. Another thing is we want to build businesses that are actually sustainable, right? You don't just want to build businesses for the sake of having a business. Sometimes you may build a business and realize that actually this is not a problem within South Africa. Every business needs to solve a problem. So you want to build a business that solves a local problem. And I think this might be particularly difficult for millennials. And I know that what I'm saying here is a tough pill to swallow, particularly for millennials and Gen Zs. It's a very big issue, and it's something we don't get right, specifically because when we are too influenced by content on YouTube, on our social media, so we're very, very westernized to the point that we don't have a relationship and a clear understanding of the problems that plague Africa as a whole. If I can ask you, what is the big issue that is plaguing Kenya right now? What is a big problem that you can solve in Senegal? What is the big problem that you can solve just next door in Zimbabwe? You don't know because you don't spend your time thinking about the problems that plague our continent, right? And here's another thing, right? I learned this, such a beautiful lesson that I learned. Not every solution you make has to be for the middle class and upper middle class. Because when you look at Africa, Africa has a lower class problem. In fact, we have an overabundance of lower class problems, right? Where we have people who are struggling to get proper housing. We have people who are struggling who don't even have cars to begin with to travel from point A to point B. People who struggle getting water. We have all of those problems. People who have to travel miles. And luckily and fortunately, it's not that big of a problem within South Africa. But we have problems of people having to travel miles to buy their groceries because an Uber doesn't exist in every part of Africa. And you might be sitting thinking there, you might be sitting and thinking, no, but given, I mean, you can't expect people who live in townships to be able to afford an Uber. Here's the thing. There are European countries that have solved that problem in other parts of Africa, right? Because they spend their time understanding the actual problem. Because if you look at places, and I know that I'm being a bit broad here and I'm doing it intentionally because we have to start thinking continentally and not just nationally, right? Because we are a continent and there's a lot of opportunity that lies within our continent. And I think that's another thing that can actually help the issue of unemployment within South Africa, right? So the thing I wanted to mention is that you might not, the solution might not be in building an Uber where there's convenient cars, but you can get into business that works on delivery through bicycles, which is cost effective. Some places in Africa and South Africa don't actually have street names, so it's difficult for a company like Uber to navigate. You can solve that problem by hiring locals to just get on bicycles and deliver in an affordable manner. And the reason that I say this was an important lesson for me to learn is because that's the problem that a store like BEP solved, right? BEP solves the problem of affording clothes for the lower class, which is the majority of South Africans. And the point I'm trying to make is that we need to solve real, tangible problems that the country is actually experiencing. So in as much as entrepreneurship obviously is the solution to a lot of the problems that we have, and obviously this will include our government working with us and us also remembering to solve problems that we actually have, and making the conversation of entrepreneurship a tangible one for everyone, an accessible conversation for everyone, not just for people who are privileged, people who are upper middle class, or people who have very good access to internet and who've been to posh schools. The most, I don't want to say the most illiterate person could run a business. That would be very irresponsible of me to say, but you don't need the most educated people to run successful businesses. My grandfather was not a very educated man, and he ran a very successful business. Business requires discipline. It requires you to educate yourself beyond just going to school, and it requires you to continuously learn and understand the market that you're in. So if you're selling, if you're in agriculture, you need to be a person who is willing to study the field of agriculture and how it works and how it impacts on the people around you. Are there technologies that you can employ in order to make it more cost effective, right? So I absolutely am an advocate of the fact that entrepreneurship, and remember, ultimately, entrepreneurship is creation of value. Like, when you create value, that means you're solving a problem that has value to someone. So if you're going to come to me, for example, and say, given I'm selling an airplane, do you want to buy it? That doesn't solve any problem for me. I'm not a person who has an aeroplane problem, but I do have a car, and my car needs washing. Right? My car needs, the tires need polishing. I need a service for my car. And that's a problem. That's a problem that you can solve that adds value to me. So entrepreneurship ultimately is a creation of value. And beyond that, right? This is the part that I love. I might be teaching you something here. Entrepreneurship rather than leading to its demise. And there are, it's very beautiful when we gather together as regular people and teach one another the lessons that we've learned in our own individual pursuit of business. And we're very interested to learn what your inputs are to this conversation as well. So if you want to contribute to this conversation or just listen to it again and share it with a friend, remember that I Am Youth is available on all podcast streaming platforms, including Spotify. So simply just search for I Am Youth and you should be able to access our content, including this very conversation here, as well as on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, and on YouTube. You can search for I Am Youth and you will be able, or I Am Youth Radio.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.